Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my damn Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad that our new friend Jody Ordioni is here. Jody is a keynote speaker and author, founder and chief brand officer of Brand Mix, and she's the author of a new book called The Talent Brand, The Complete Guide to Creating Emotional Employee Buy-In for Your Organization. She's our new friend, Jody. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Great to be here.
It's good to have you here. Jody Ordioni, O-R-D-I-O-N-I, if you're Googling her. Hey, Jody, my audience knows all about what branding is because we've been talking about it. We've been talking about it together on the show for over 20 years. We spent a lot of time over the years talking about not only branding, but the evolution of branding and the multifaceted ways of looking at branding. And the way you talk about it in your book is one of those facets, the talent brand. But I also know that you spend a little bit of time talking about what branding is in your early part of your book. And just in case we might learn another thing about branding from you, why don't you tell us what you think about branding?
So branding is that space that creates an emotional connection with people instantly and recognizably, a space that nobody else can occupy. So you don't think about features and benefits, but you think more about how it makes you feel to either buy it, wear it, use it, or have it around you. That and the things and elements that go into that is what I consider to be branding.
So you don't just want to own it and hold it and use it. You want to be associated with it. You want to be known as having it as part of your life, that kind of thing too, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah. So when you talk about talent, the talent brand, tell us what you mean by that.
So it's that same thing that we have just described. However, it's how you are actually utilizing that to create people that are interested in achieving your business goals. So everybody listening may have a business of their own. That business may run on people. There is a terrible drought of talent right now. We're looking at the most incredible unemployment rates over the past 20 to 30 years. How are people going to get the talent that they need? Not the people that they need, but the creme de la creme, the best in category that they need to put forth their business objectives. The way they do that is by creating that same kind of feeling that people want to work for them. They become an employer of choice and have their pick of the labor market talent that's out there.
So you're talking about building the kind of culture and the kind of employee experience where the company has not only has values, but they deliver on those values. They walk the talk of their values and they pay their people well. And they treat them with respect. Those are elements of attracting the kind of people you're talking about, right?
So let me say that it's not necessarily all about that, because there may be some companies that don't pay well. There may be some companies that have a boiler room kind of a culture. The important thing is to convey why somebody should join that boiler room, why somebody might be so mission-driven that they would accept a 50% pay cut. But to truly be transparent, to your point, to walk the talk or talk the walk and be as transparent, as authentic as possible, but understand that there are things that make your culture unique and desirable, and to really promote that in a very foundational and consistent way.
Well, whether it's compensation or otherwise, there's a reason why people come to work for you. And so if they're coming to work for you without maximizing their earnings potential, then they're getting something else in the deal that's very valuable to them. And it could be experience or whatever. But getting back to the talent brand topic that's at hand, at some point in time, to me, this has to convert over to the customer, where the customer sees your talent as part of the brand, and it makes customers want to come back. What do you think?
I think you're dead on, and I think that you spoke about something that shows me you really know what you're talking about, because you said the employee experience. The employee experience really does have a tremendous correlation to the customer experience, because when we go to a restaurant, maybe we have a favorite table that we sit in, maybe we have a favorite server that serves us. That server is all about delivering the guest experience. Retail organizations, they know that their employees are the face of the brand, and they keep customers coming back, spending more, and really feeling good about the things that they purchase there. So it's tremendous. It's amazing.
Well, that's exactly right, and especially when you've got a place where you go on a fairly regular basis. If everybody wants to get good service the first time they show up in a business. But it's like somebody said, wasn't it great when that first big company became a sponsor of your radio show? I said, well, the only thing that was better was when they renewed the second time. that was better, because anybody can get you to come to do business with them before they know you. But when they come back after they've had a dose of the relationship, you know, that's a bigger deal. So if somebody comes to eat with you or shop with you, you know, if they come back, that's the bigger deal. And that takes the kind of connection that you're talking about with the talent brand to me. What do you think?
Absolutely. And let's not forget the virtual world. Let's not forget when we have called as a consumer with a complaint and spoken to a help desk, a tech support person, a customer service person, because they got the order wrong. And that person just says, you know something? Not a problem. I'm going to take care of you.
Yeah.
What about that?
Yeah. No, absolutely.
Who is that person on the phone?
They knocked down all the barriers, all the walls, and you don't want to go, and you start, you'll forgive them for all the things that you were unhappy about if they do that. I need your website quickly, Jody.
Okay, www.brandemic.com.
Brandemic.
Brandmix with an E in between.
In the middle.
Rhymes
all right.
With epidemic.
Jody Ordioni is our guest. We'll be right back. I'm Jim Blasting. You stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.